Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design, and I, as most of you know it, am Veronica Entwistle. And I was fascinated tonight. We've been running that music, I think, since 2007, and I love that music. The little 10 seconds that Doug played as we did the intro was so poignant for me. It made my body just buzz and buzz. And Amrita Cottrell got breast cancer. I've told this story before, but I'm telling it again because it's been a while. She got breast cancer. She had one breast removed. And then when it returned in the other breast, she went off to school, to university, and studied music. And she studied music and worked with the vibrations and studied some science until she graduated. But also she healed her own breast cancer with the music that she has on this wonderful, wonderful CD. And I can't remember the name of the CD, but her name is Amrita Cottrell. The only reason I don't remember the name of the CD is because it's been running on BBS Radio for so long, and I haven't actually seen it, if you know what I mean. It's been, it's become like a curtain, a beautiful, beautiful curtain in the background. But part of the reason I was mesmerized by it tonight is because on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night, we're going to be playing Trish Devney's interview. I'm going to be talking with Trish Devney. Now, Trish had, I knew her many years ago. We've lost touch, but we're getting back in touch again. That's exciting. Through our mutual friend, Jill Ruttenberg, who's out there in Costa Rica. And Jill has a lot of crystal bowls. And Trish Devney has a lot of crystal bowls. And Trish had, hepatitis C some years ago in, I think, 1997 or something like that. And she healed herself with the crystal bowls and the sounds of it. So she's going to come on and talk to us about it on Tuesday night. And I'm really excited because as many of you have heard, David Eisen and our first and ongoing paradigm shifter, Randy Masters, and there are others of you out there who really understand that everything is vibration, everything. You know that. They knew that on Star Wars, for heaven's sakes. And we all know that, but actually learning to direct the frequencies to undo densities in our body-mind or the way our body has kind of, I think of it as like earthquakes or geological formations that buckle under certain pressure. You know, when you see those lines in a side slice of Mother Earth and the lines kind of fold up and down and you get these striations of rock and so on in there. I think of our bodies as like that you get these moving frequencies that double up and they knot up and they create some densities and problems. And sometimes the healing can be done with some of the most amazing things. It can be done with yoga. It can be done with breathing. And I'm not saying every single health issue can be done that easily, but a lot of them can. And for example, in the ancient Chinese ways, if you had a very serious illness like cancer, and here they would slap you into the hospital with a lot of chemotherapy and so on. But in the old days, they used to get people in these clinics and they would do Qigong, which are those really interesting energy moving exercises that flow like Tai Chi. They flow and flow, and that gets those buckled up or knotted or densified frequencies that are locked into various parts of your body, gets them to undo how they've been and to flow through the body. And if you can get them to flow, and so if you think back on Trish or back on Amrita or back on some of the things that Randy teaches us or David Eisen, you see that if you choose the right kind of tools, things that actually produce frequencies, they can be like a little electronic. I can't remember what they're called. Micro electronic kind of therapies that can move along blocked flows as well. And people really get a lot of healings in that. So I was quite interested in absolutely focusing on the intro of Radiance by Design and remembering that what we're talking about a lot of the time is about frequencies, and it's all about you and I radiating by design. Thank you. Thank you. We have a caller. I'm just going to finish this thought. What we're doing is radiating by design, which means we're shifting our fields and frequency in order to radiate out there, not just to make ourselves better, because we want to do that, but also because we want to attract, we want to send frequencies out in our aura that will attract and harmonize for all kinds of other people as well, so that you be a contributor in society and a contributor to your own expansive, creative life. And we have a caller, and I'm so glad. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, Veronica, it's Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah, how are you, darling? Are you radiating like mad tonight?
No, actually, I've been not radiating, but I've been feeling like a little, upper.
A little what?
A little jolt. A little jolt. You know, little caffeine, spiritual caffeine.
Okay. Okay, so here you are. We're in the right place. Let's do it together. Let's give you some spiritual caffeine. How's your life, Aaliyah? How are you?
Well, I kind of get this, beginning of a little psychic message this morning with a psychic reader. And what she said just made me feel like that things weren't going that well when I had really felt the other way. And I'm like, well, I don't really need to listen to her, do I?
Well, no, you and I know the same thing, and everybody at home does as well. No, you might say, if you're going to listen to her, you might say, okay, well, let's shift that. Let's shift it. You know how to, you're very magical, and you can shift those things, and you can change the fields and frequencies that are inside your body, mind. And I believe that, I don't know if this is 100% true, but I think it is. We can even change our karmic stuff. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, the karmic stuff is an agreement. So you agree not to agree.
I agreed not to agree. I like that a lot.
I'm
looking
agree
at
now.
You, and I don't think things are bad for you, but I would say that I would warn you right now that you need to break free something that's in the belly. Just break it free, because there's a knot in there. And you know what the belly is? That's the unconscious, subconscious, everything left over. Break that out, because you have a really amazing light in you. And in that light, you can... it's like you want to contribute out there, and that's what's going to come out of the belly when you clear that knot. So I say, get going, girl. You're good at it.
Yeah, any suggestions, or can you have your little healing team work on me with that?
Yeah, I think we'll take you into the structure in a few minutes, but I also, one of the suggestions is... Now this is for everybody at home as well. You all want to check your belly. Everybody's got something in their belly, because it's the housing of, it's kind of like the womb of our creation. It's everybody else's influence. It's everything left over. And there's a lot trying to push through you. And I would suspect it's trying to push through a lot of people right now. Because I'll tell you what, Aaliyah, I really think that we're in for a huge download again, which means that we're going to be pushed by the incoming frequencies. So I'm going to say to you, you can move that more quickly than waiting for the huge download. I know you can. Look, it's moving a little bit right now. It's affected by your neck, too. Do you feel that?
Yeah. My neck has been sore, and I get aches and pains over my body that have absolutely nothing to do with any physical thing.
So
it comes and goes.
It's better than it used to be, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a lot better. It used to keep me up all night, and I didn't sleep I don't think I slept much for 3 years, about 3 years of that. But, yeah, it was pretty torturous.
Was it menopausal, or was it just Yeah, I'm laughing going, well, I guess a lot of our huge energy shifts are kind of like menopausal as well. They're shifting everything in the body, right?
Well, I think it's the body trying to transform, and it's energy that is being received in a container that's not adapted to it yet.
That's kind of what I'm saying. It's like everything has to change. Have you watched David Wilcox new stuff. Do you ever watch him?
Not too much, but yeah. What do you say? Anything?
Well, I was partially listening and partially doing something else today. But anyway, he's interviewing a guy named Corey Good, and they're talking about the ET world and what's going on out in the spheres out there. Okay, and cool. What he was at some point is saying, there is such a big download coming. And I've been feeling that. I've been feeling it incredibly. I've been feeling downloads quite a bit lately anyway, and sometimes it makes my hair a mess. And
I think we're talking
about a very big one, and you might be building up on that right now, because I don't see your life getting worse. I think you're expanding and going into a bigger realm of yourself, you know?
Well, yeah, and in the last few weeks, I really focused on the words that represent what I want.
And oh, good.
It's very simple. It's like reprogramming your subconscious. So instead of, you know, I've dumped all my resistance to wealth and success. So basically that is gone. All the resistance that I used to have or, you know, preconceptions of it, none of that's gone. But now, so I can use those words in a way that I know, because I'm very conscious of how I would use the money, and I would do it very well, you know. So I know that I'm a responsible person, you know. And so for me, that would just bring me into a whole feeling of expansion and a fun, and you know, it'd be fun to employ people at what they're good at and give them a sense of satisfaction and credit for what they do and da da da. So I use the words wealth and success in that way. But I'm also using other words like there's a whole series of them, like beauty, health, happiness, harmony. Recognize all the H's in there, which are bridges, you know.
Yeah.
Health, harmony. I don't know, wealth, success, and all of those things, they all go together, and they all make this beautiful, harmonious whole. And I think about that with a lot of joy and anticipation, because to me, it's, and some days I can't. Some days I can just repeat the words. It's all I can do, you know, but other days I can just focus on the feelings associated with that, and they feel really, really good. And so I thought, I'm in a really good place. Yeah, that's what I was thinking until this morning. I'm like, I'm in a really good place. I can feel this, you know.
Yeah, but you know what's really funny is that when we're going to do a huge, huge shift, it isn't unusual for the belly to fill up. And you could look at it as having a great poop. Sorry to say that nasty word. But anyway, you could see it as having a cleansing time because you're about to expand.
It often has an effect on me. Because I don't like it, it will affect all the systems in the body. But the other thing I noticed, which I always forget, is that this kind of feeling of, like, I don't want to say depression, but it's sort of like this lull precedes what you're talking about, this huge download thing. So
right.
It usually precedes that. And I often get physically sick because it's hitting the pineal gland or whatever. So some of these symptoms just get me into, you know, physically sick, you know, feeling. So the depression's almost better than the physical sickness. But
wait a minute. You're just saying something really important, which is quite often just before things change, a lot of us take on odd symptoms and feel kind of crappy. And it does me. I'll get dizzy and feel really weird or feel extremely weak. And I used to worry about it. Now I go, oh, things are changing, I guess. You know, it's like when we're going to get a really big storm or something, all of a sudden everything will cool down and there's an odd wind or, you know, there's all these symptoms.
Or there's a feeling of oppression that happens because the barometer drops.
That's it. So you know what I'm talking about. So I'm just saying your little body's talking away to you.
Oh, my body is like a weather vane for this stuff, and I don't even think of it as, you know, all these physical things that people used to talk about, it doesn't happen to me anymore. I don't get sunburned, I don't get, you know, it's just, I'm not in that realm. So I know I'm sort of like out of the most of the kind of dregs of the, you know, the old paradigm. I know that a lot of that doesn't affect me anymore, but that doesn't mean I can't be affected. It doesn't mean that I'm not, you know, here in some form. But it's just weird how this stuff works.
So, and what are you aiming for? And then we got to do our meditation. What are you aiming for? Are you
aiming for what?
Yeah, when we're talking about the body changing, I'm going, aren't we, I'm aiming for having a much lighter and freer body, a body that isn't so packed with old beliefs and all kinds of file folders full of stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And that's basically what you're talking about. I thought we needed to put it in some kind of verbal term.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that a lot of this is being done to me, not in the sense of, you know, like victim or anything, but it's a process. I talk to my body a lot about, you know, whatever you need, just do it. And I know that you're on the process of transforming into something even better. So I'm not thinking of the body as being a degenerative thing. I think of the body as being a regenerative thing. And I see
but I think it also is a madly clearing thing as well. At least mine is. And
a lot of
people
doing
a lot of
clearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think when we clear something on a personal line, we're actually clearing it collectively as well. So it comes up in the personal life. It's the way that we recognize it. But
and also, it can be uncomfortable for everyone. Hello? Just for a while. It doesn't have to be bad, you know. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Well, it all depends on what you signed up for.
Yeah, that's why I said, what do you think the goal is? Because I think we should often think about that. Oh, yeah, I'm en route to becoming, you know. I'm en route to becoming. I like thinking like that.
Yeah, well, I like keeping it in mind that the body knows, has an internal wisdom, and then it's remembering its original blueprint. And
yeah,
that it's remembering is better than the old one. So it's not in degeneration mode, which is part of the old paradigm, you know, that old concept.
Yeah.
And, you know, to think of your body like a car is actually really erroneous, because you wouldn't expect your car to suddenly heal itself overnight. Well, your body can do that.
Well, as somebody reminded me recently, a car is a terrible thing to invest in, because you buy it, you spend a lot of money, and it just completely deteriorates over time. So we don't want that anymore at all. You're right.
The body doesn't do that.
No, you don't need to. We need to recreate, and you know that. I know you're a past master, if not a future master of that, right?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
But it's always a delight to talk to you.
Are you able to help me at all with that little... Sorry?
I said it's a delight to talk to you, but I will do the meditation now. I have several people to take into the structures who really want to go in there.
Yeah, I'm intending that one of my friends gets in there. And
good.
She's on the call, I think, if she's listening.
Goody. Well, I think, people, I love getting feedback, because sometimes people phone and say, my goodness, that was really powerful for me. So that's good. Then we know we're doing good work, right?
Yeah.
All right, Aaliyah, you look good to me. You look good. Yeah. Get that belly clear, but it's already clearer than it was when you phoned in, so it doesn't take you very long.
Okay, cool.
All right, everybody, let's do our meditation. Remember, we're doing this to be a coherent radiance all around. Anybody who's listening to this show, we're creating a beautiful community of higher frequency energies, all of you. So let's call in above your head. I'm rubbing my hands together because it just gets my energy going, and I can feel the energy moving and flowing from hand to hand, from palm to palm. I bet you can too. So let's take a couple of breaths. And reach up with your mind as a sculpting tool and see yourself creating a golden ball up there. And then down right through your spine, you're dropping a filament of gold light right through your spine, all the way vertebrae by vertebrae. And down below the base of your spine, you're creating another golden ball. I say it's about 40 feet down. And now from the upper golden ball, drop a pyramid of light. I always use gold because it's such a high frequency color, but you can change the color if you like. But let's drop a three-sided gold pyramid to about waist height and push it out so you got room to play under it. And then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another three-sided gold pyramid. And inside of the pyramid, I want you to create a crystal ball, and the crystal ball nudges the inside edges of your pyramid. Now remember, your pyramid now is shaped like a diamond because you've pushed the two pyramids together base to base. And inside you've got this beautiful crystal ball. And now inside of that, you've got the star tetrahedron. And that's a three-dimensional Star of David. And guess who's inside of that as you are? Kind of like an Easter egg, but it's a little starrier than that. Spin it round and round and round. Be spinning round and round and round. And in front of you, look at the magical screen. And the first movie on this magical screen is you becoming what it is you want to become. And talking to Aaliyah, it reminds me, I always want to become form, not to contain me quite the same way. I want to be able to feel, see, know, and comprehend and speak from all levels and dimensions. I'm not there yet. Are you? And what is it you'd like to become? And wrap that in light and move it over to the side when you feel like you're getting there. And now we're going to do a second movie. And this movie is you creating what it is you want to create. And it might be home and family. It might be a movie, a television show, a book. It might be a good hairdo. It might be a house. It might be world travels. Doesn't matter. See all the resources coming together to create your project. All the resources, the money, the people, the time, the place, the abode. That's it. That's perfect. And just see it all coming together. Everything you need is there and comes to you to help you complete this project. And when it's complete, besides giving yourself a high five, you want to see more resources coming to maintain the evolution of this project until its natural denouement, its natural ending. And now wrap that in light, move it over to the left. And now we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center. Okay, and the Galactic Healing, I guess I better shut the door because we've got like a traffic jam out there. Okay, and the Galactic Healing Center, we have there a bed, a beautiful healing table. And then you and I have a wonderful, wonderful team of consciousnesses around us. And we're asking, we're inviting from our team of consciousness, we're inviting the key healing figures to stand around this table. That's right. And we're going to, the first person that's going to come into the table and lie on it is you. So lay on that table and look up at your healing team if you can and ask them for whatever it is you need. Yeah. And if you're not really sure what you need, why don't you ask them to tell you what you need? Because they'll tell you. They sure tell me, I tell you. Yeah, they give me little lectures. That's right. Good work. And when you can really feel the work that they're doing, and it's energetic work, isn't it? When you can feel that, wrap it in light and move it over to the left. And now we're going to bring in someone on our, we're going to bring in someone. Let's ask who would like to come in first and foremost. Okay. Now this one is a pregnant woman, and it's a very, she's having a difficult pregnancy, a very difficult pregnancy. Okay. And she's frightened. So we're asking her, and I don't know this woman, but she's very beautiful, and she is feeling pretty frightened and a little exhausted. I see these great circles under her eyes because this pregnancy is making her feel quite frightened and sickly. And we're asking the healing team to work with her on that. Now, this is interesting. You know how we said at the beginning of the discussion with Aaliyah, we said, well, we're supposed to be able to step out of karma. So we're supposed to be able to step out of the edicts of the subconscious these days. And what's really interesting with this woman is that her baby has a lot of kind of karmic patterning in there. And the team, the healing team, is working with her. They're working with this baby and really trying to help us and the mother. Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. And the lineage. They're saying it can be this mother can be, this pain of this baby can be alleviated, and the mother is being helped to release some of the, I've never seen anything like this in my life. She's being helped to release some of the lineage information and pain in the soul, pain, that's right, and they're pulling it out. And the baby is starting to settle. She's probably about 6 months in utero, this little fetus, that's it. But she has had a very difficult, very tricky soul journey. So that's what they're showing, is that we can actually work with the beings that are coming in. That's it. And they're doing that, and they're unhooking. Now, this is an interesting subject here today. So let's wrap this mama and her baby in light and move it over to the side and ask them graciously to please continue working on her. Okay. And now we're going to set up four little healing tables, or full-size healing tables. And I want four of you to go on to them. Good. Everybody's rushing to get on them today. This is really nice. I like that. So you get on those healing tables right away. And what we're working on today, apparently, so they're telling me, is the fact that your karmic stuff, just like we were talking with Aaliyah, the karmic stuff, or the subconscious stuff, or the edicts that have come from the lineage, you know, past life stuff, pick a thing, anything, or maybe it's your existences in the universe. It almost doesn't matter, because in all four people, and I think I have there's four people here. There's one woman and three men, and they're saying here that each of these beings is being graced with being cleaned out, if you will, or having some of their karmic leftover material moved out of their bodies. Each one of them has quite a bit of pain in their body, but when you say the karmic stuff, you know, we think about past lives, and we think of the number of people that have things like chronic fatigue or absolutely relentless pain and so on. This is to help this come out. Because, you know, I was looking through some astrology today, and I was going, well, some people, it just seems like they are destined, if you want to believe that, destined to suffer or destined to have a lot of physical fragility. And maybe there's a lot of good, the possibilities of what can come out of that is a lot of cleansing for the body-mind and a lot of cleansing for the personality and for the soul journey. But I'm saying to the guides and angels, if they really mean it, that we're able to step free from our subconscious edicts and karma and get our wisdom anyway, I really think that this is what they're showing us today at the table, is how these people can pull out of themselves these incredible streams and reams of old karmic energy. Good, you can feel that, can't you? And then we're going to run a violet flame up through all four of them, right up through their feet, right up through their legs. That's it. Right up through their legs, right up through the belly and the solar plexus, right up through the chest and the neck. Right. And right up through their face, the head, and way out through the top, and then back down through to run it all the way through the body. Good. And we're going to wrap that in light, wrap each one of these in light, and move them over to the side and remind each one of you to pay attention. You can keep pulling out and expunging these old karmic and lineage reactions. It's a good idea to keep going. That's it. Now wrap that in light. Now let's do another one. We have, here's a couple, and it's really interesting because so we have two tables here, okay? And the couples, what they don't understand is they're not able to be together right now. And one of the reasons for that is that neither of them, you see, we're being pushed and being pulled these days to come into the fruition of our soul's journey, of our dharma, of our own purpose. And neither of them is able to do that the way their life together was structured. So when I see both of them come in, I see intrinsically, deep down, the love between them or the attachments between them. But I also see that the fruits of the split up will be self-love. And in that self-love, I mean, it's not an easy split up, but in that split up, you want to be able to say, well, when the stuffings come out, then we get to see who we are, not so much what the other person is, but who we ourselves are. And we can begin to see what the yearnings and the urges and the divine truth of who you are, we're beginning to see all of that coming up in us. And we realize by looking at the other partner that the kinds of contracts we shared between one another were actually preventing us from feeling the resolution, the fulfillment of our time together and becoming more of ourselves. It's really, really important. I want to do another couple as well. So this couple, we're going to wrap each of them in light, and I'm asking both of them to calm down, because what they'd like is for the problem to be over. I'm saying, no, you haven't found, and this sounds like I'm still stuck in lineage and karma, doesn't it? But in any case, they say you haven't yet found the true nature that is trying to emerge, trying to birth itself through you. And I was speaking with a friend tonight about midlife crisis, especially with men. And the midlife crisis is a really interesting thing, because if we look at this couple who's on the table, they each are on a table, and they're saying that the difficulties between them had to happen, so they got pulled apart. And in that kind of situation, they begin to discover what their own true nature is, right? Because they can't make each other feel better. They can't kind of keep each other numb. They can't keep each other dominated or dominating or any of those things. They're kind of like more naked. And I'm telling you what, both of those people are going to benefit like mad in a wee while. Now, what was I saying here? Oh, yeah, the midlife crisis guy. It's like, that's a really interesting thing, because the guy gets into the midlife crisis thing because his hormones are shifting, because time is shifting through his body mind. His mind is shifting. The reevaluation is shifting inside, and he's seeking what's really his. So you see, it amounts to a very similar thing. To find our real selves, we have to break free, don't we? You have to go through your nervous breakthrough. And that's what I believe a lot of the people, if I look around out there and see how many men, for example, are going through or have been going through a midlife crisis. Women have it differently, I think. So we're just going to stick with men at this particular point. But you women can pay attention too, because you will understand something about your men. But every one of them that I see is losing it. And it starts showing around their cheeks, just under the eyes, in the back of the head. There's something about the skin and the sweating of the skin. And it's like menopause for women, but it isn't really. They're younger. And what they're finding is, I can't live in a world that isn't really me anymore. I can't. I just can't. I have to give up. You see what I mean? So if we look at this couple that we were just talking about and wrap those in light, move them to the side if I didn't remember to do that, and then we look at these fellows having a midlife crisis, it's quite a similar event, isn't it? It's like having desperately to get to the point where they need to, I suppose you could say, where they need to understand their true purpose in life. And it's really hard to do that because a lot of people, some of you aren't like this, but a lot of people don't really have any skills or any talent for looking clearly at themselves, holy mackerel. And so, you know, they might just lose it entirely and not be able to pull it together. This is a very treacherous kind of journey for people. And I'm sure all of you have known somebody who's gone through it. All right, so wrap this disparate group of men in light and let them be loved and safely held while they go through a crisis, which is making them find out more and more about themselves and who they really are. They may procrastinate on the actual question for a while, but that's really the purpose of it all. Move it over to the side, okay? And now let's put out a healing table for our political circumstances. I don't know if any of you have noticed, but there's a bit of corruption out there. What do you think? So what are we going to put on the healing table? Is it going to be, I think that we're going to put up on that table, I just want to say there's something. Let's just do the world monetary system again, okay? Because there's some really ugly, ugly. When I look at it psychically, there's some real ugly lying, cheating, stealing, defense, rationalization, numbness. I remember when the big Enron, that sort of thing happened in some of the interviews. I've often mentioned this because it was a mind blower to me and really helped me understand. But some of the interviews on NPR, they're talking about people who are on their way to jail. They said, you have no idea how strange a feeling it is when you can write yourself a check and take as much money as you want and nothing stops it. And you can't stop yourself after a while. There's something just rolling and rolling. So you and I know that there's kind of a trance in that, right? So let's bring the whole monetary situation in and ask the universe. Let's ask our healing teams. Let's ask our layers and layers and layers of healing teams to surround and to penetrate the consciousness, the numbness. Good. The greed, the domination, is kind of like our couple situation, except this is the whole world, where instead of being true to ourselves and really caring about the greater good from a place of integrity with the self, they're just all locked up in strange backward contracts, all kinds of things. So let's just bring some light up through the perineum of all these beings, right? Right up through, there you go. There you go. And as many of them as possible, just bright, bright lights. Almost like Tinkerbells going around and going, bing, and waking them up so they can feel the magic in their existence. But these lights, her bing is hitting the perineum, not just the brain. Yeah, it's got, because the perineum is that nugget point at the base of your torso, where if you can move the energy that is locked in the perineum, your whole body energies will change. Good. All right. And a lot of you, it's changing in your hearts. Can you feel that? Because when we do this sort of thing, as one goes, the whole world goes. As the whole world goes, one goes. You see? There we go. That's it. And when you feel like there's some light moving up through the perineums of all these people, wrap it in light and move it over to the left and ask your healing teams to be with them, to be with them, and to keep perking it. And now let's call in this amazing light. It's kind of a salmon-y color, some streaks and streaks of purple in it today. Let's call in the amazing light and have it come in through the top of your head. Whirl down through your head, your neck, down into your heart. Move back up through the shoulders, down your arms, and come out your hands and have it pat all over the world. Pat, 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 pat. Wherever there's sickness, there's incredible sickness. There's pain from financial woes. There's separation amongst people. There's hatred, there's crime, and there's the distortion of the lives of animals, and there's global warming, and all this stuff. Just keep patting it with love and with your light. and said, pat it with love and with your light. And now have all that light go round and round and round the planet, round and round the planet, and come back up through your hands, up your arms, swing round and round in your heart, shoot up through your neck, straight out the top of your head, until it goes out in the great central sun, turns around, comes back down, in through the top of your head, down through your spine and into the core of the earth. Good. And now I want you to turn and close off the Galactic Healing Center so it's safely shut down for now. And then jump into your star tetrahedron. And here we go, spinning and spinning and spinning. Who's going to join you when you step out of the star tetrahedron? Did a little more spinning. Come on, come on. And now come on into our room. And if you feel like phoning, please do. I'm not sure what the number is, but it's right up there on your screen. I know it is. So if you want to call in, do. Otherwise, what we're going to talk about is we have all kinds of parts of our body. We've got understanding, which is in the legs. I've got several people who, well, somebody's got a really distorted, just a sec here, right leg and turned ankle. I think your whole right leg is distorted. So let's just take a look at that. What is the right leg? The right leg represents the file folder where you put in issues of going forward in the world, being afraid to go forward in the world. Or in some cases, you could just say it's like, I'm not supposed to go forward this way. You could say it's a directional thing and it's teaching you not to do that. But this person that we're working on tonight has a very sort of a twisted knee, and her, or his, I'm not sure, his right foot is, it's turned in that the ankle is not very strong. So what we're going to do is say, you have not felt, you got to get really simple if you're going to work with this stuff. It's really simple. If you get intricate and complicated, you'll never work it out. So we're going to go back into the right leg, and we're going to say this person is feeling lack of confidence about going forward in the world, and also is kind of distorting or twisting the way in which it goes forward in the world. And the more, see, I said keep your thoughts really simple and keep your feeling. The feeling is love of your leg. The feeling, that's what you want. This is distorted. He's distorting how he's stepping forward in the world. And I want to say that he has had very, very little support. So he's concocted his own kind of support. His father was a very weak man. Very weak man, and he has concocted his own kind of support. And some of his support, oh, now this is really interesting, everybody. His support has come through his kind of like twisting and confining his fears and his defenses so that his leg holds back and then comes forward. That's enough said. And I'm saying to him, feel that confinement. Feel the fear that's in that leg. Feel the lack of support that you don't want to admit because it'll make you feel weak. Now your leg should be buzzing. Is anybody else's buzzing at home? Can you feel that? Good stuff. Okay. Some of you can. And what we want to do is run light all the way up through that leg. We can't necessarily straighten a physical situation like in a heartbeat, but I can see that energetically speaking, he can get the energy rolling in more of a straight line. Yeah. So you may not be able to get your physical form all straightened out, but you can get your energy moving. And as your energy moves, it can actually clean up the way this leg has been trapped. Yeah. And I want to say you should be able to help with the fear and the, it's got a lot of pain in it. Now we're good. Oh, okay, good. We have a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Veronica.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. My name's Jim. I'm calling from Nova Scotia. I was wondering if you could help me. I was wondering if you could help me with a health issue because I was down in Florida this winter, and I was poisoned by pesticide, like a gas for termites in my apartment.
Oh, you're kidding. Ew.
Yeah, it never went away. I left the apartment, so I've been detoxing all summer and stuff, but the biggest issue is sleep, not sleeping well at night and my energy during the day. Do you have anything to help with the, you know, the fluoride that got into the body? Maybe my thyroid or melatonin production is out of whack, the receptors or something. So.
Okay, just hang on a sec. We're just running through your body right now. Are your legs swollen? Is your ankle swollen or something?
No, they seem okay. Just a little stiff, like my joints.
Okay, and that's because of the toxicity?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know if you know it, but I'm Canadian as well.
Oh, okay, cool.
Not that it matters, it's just fun. Okay, just a sec here. Now we're going to... okay, I want you to feel... How's your... tell me where else. Does it hurt in your head, in your brain, in your cheekbones, anything like that? Any of the bones in your face?
Not so much. It's just an overall fatigue. And, you know, when you don't sleep night after night, it really just wreaks havoc on your life. You're, you know, you're just not yourself. So it's just kind of this worn down, drained out feeling.
And what are you taking? We're doing some energy on you right now. What are you taking for it all? Are you taking a lot of chelation?
Yeah, just natural, very... I don't do well with melatonin. I'm very sensitive to some of these hormones. Ashwagandha tea is working pretty good. I'm actually thinking of taking hemp oil. I've never taken anything like that before, but I just hear nothing but good things about it. So I'm just trying to...
That might work really well. How's your lung capacity?
Very well. I exercise a lot, but I would be much better off if I could just get more sleep, not waking up all the time. You know,
it's in the brain, isn't it? It's right in the brain.
Yeah, yeah. That poisons your mind too. It's gnarly stuff.
Just a sec. We're working with the brain here. Why I asked you about the lungs is because there's something called NAC, N-acetylcysteine, which is an amino acid, and it really is an amazing cleanser. I think ashwagandha, I can never say it right. That's also really good. And there's another thing. It's this is like right in your, well, anyway, I won't try to physiologically do it, but let's do the brain for a few minutes. See if your brain can't get some release. Yeah. Have you ever done oneness blessings or anything like that? Or cranial sacral?
Yeah, I've had that done, not since the poisoning, but I've had that done with readjusting the bones in the head. That feels good, yeah.
Well, here's the deal, Jim, is that if you can get... Here's what I'm doing right now. I'm putting my hands just above your brain, you know, just like above, just above your skull, really. And I can feel a kind of an interesting... If you put your hands like about half an inch above your head, you can probably feel kind of an odd sort of a sparky energy there. And they're saying that you would do really well with, say, cranial sacral or oneness blessing. Oneness blessing is a transmission through the top of the head. Cranial sacral isn't just moving your bones. It's moving the fluids, you know, that run through the brain. And they're saying here that you've got little parts of the brain that have been, you know, it's almost like this stuff lodges in little cracks and stuff.
Okay.
It's like we want to get your brain, you see what I mean? So anyway, I feel like it's people's hands. I was going to say they have these machines which are good for neurotransmissional shifting as well. But people's hands seem to work the best for you. And what you
like
want to
be
do? Pardon me?
Like Reiki or some kind of energy work?
Yeah, yeah. But I want it to be right on your head, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's little spots that are kind of numb there, and those are the parts that are not functioning. You're quite young, aren't you? But you're kind of angry about it. Is there any way you can get back to the place that hurt, that caused the problem? No.
I'm sorry, is there a way to, like, forgive it, you mean, or what did you
mean?
Or
sue them, or get some medical help?
Well, no, these companies are so protected, and
you know,
the lawyers want, like, oh, you got your house was tinted, now you're not feeling well. Well, the blood tests are normal, but you're not right. It's hard to prove.
I know. Okay, but here's what we're saying. You can help yourself a great deal, but get some hands on your head. I would do Reiki. I would do cranial sacral. I wouldn't hesitate to try the NAC because it is really a powerful cleanser. And I don't know. I can't think of what else, but it looks like it's going to take. I mean, my head's buzzing while we talk because you're getting some energy here right now. Can you feel that right now?
Yeah, it's ramping up here.
Yeah, we want that for you. I'll tell you why. If you look at it, that where it's gone into your body mind, your brain has got little numb patches, and that's what you want to break free from, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So,
makes sense.
Do you live alone?
Kind of. Yes. Yeah.
The reason I asked you that is because if you can get somebody to put her hands or his hands on your head on a regular basis, it will help you a lot. But they need to rub their hands together like that and then put their hands like about a half inch above your skull. And so you can feel that light and you can feel the energy because it's going to help you. You're going to be okay in a while. You don't have to be living your whole life like this.
Okay, so a few more months maybe of what I'm doing.
Well, it depends. Do a lot of stuff, right? It's like you need to stay at it because you're retraining your brain to keep it dumping this stuff. And I think the herbs that you're using are really good as well. So I would just be carefully adding one thing and another, and again, feeling. Yeah. Do you do Reiki yourself?
Not for a while. I could get back into it. I don't know how to do it myself, but I've had sessions before. Yeah, that may be interesting, just to get the energy moving and stuff.
I would get into cranial sacral again too.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that because just to calm the brain down and get those receptors. And I worked with somebody yesterday outside of Halifax, and she was like this. Naturopath, but trained with this bio kind of thing, and she did some really good muscle testing and told me what to take and what's not to take. So it's on the same line as you're thinking. So,
oh, good.
So,
but remember, you know, this is the good part. The brain has a lot more plasticity than we used to believe, and this is just toxicity that's in there but can be moved. It's not become a part of your brain. Do you understand what I mean?
I do, and just the way the sacral cranial therapy works, it just gets the fluids moving and reshapes things, but you have to work at it. That makes sense to me, yeah.
Yeah, well, you have to keep doing it till you've retrained everything, you know?
Okay.
I want to say another, how old are you, Jim? Can I ask you that?
Yeah, I just turned 50, but I felt like 30 before all this happened.
Okay, honey, let me just tell you this, that you are going to be quite a, not a leader, what is the word? It's like you're going to teach other people how to cope with the world in a while, and you're going to be spunky, full of beans. So you're going to change.
Yeah, I think this happened for a reason. It's kind of opened my eyes to some other things, and I'm trying to learn about the GAPS diet and maybe heal my son from ADHD and detox his gut and get him thinking straight again. So he's going to come up and live with me this winter. And,
oh, good.
And I want to learn more about the healing diet from...
How old is he?
For the gut. He's 14.
Oh, good. Okay.
But he's really behind in school, so I want to get him into a certain school and detoxify his gut because it's just so toxic. He can't learn. He can't, you know, he's not picking up on social cues. And I was taught this by someone in Florida this winter who I went after this poisoning. So it kind of, good things are going to come out of it, I know.
Really wonderful is that you're going to help your son, but you're going to help other people as you...
Yeah.
Help yourself. So
exactly.
I'm really glad that you called. I really hope that we helped you a little bit, but let us know how it's going.
Thank you so much, Veronica. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Okay. Thanks. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that's really an interesting thing, this toxicity, but also the fact that this the brain of the young person, it's really interesting, isn't it? Our brain is really being afflicted by several things. One is the rapidly changing frequencies of humanity. We're not the same basic three-dimensional frequencies we used to be. And also the toxicity is horrendous, but he's going to help his boy a lot. In the meantime, I think his boy's going to he's going to be kind of angry. So that'll be a big job. So let's all send him light. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Thank you for being out there and being a part of our coherent energy field where we can help each other grow and heal. And tune in to Paradigm Shifters and meet Trish Devney and learn all about how she has done with those beautiful crystal bowls, like my friend Jill Ruttenberg, who's down in Costa Rica, and she uses those crystal bowls to shift the brain pattern and the body patterns, and so does Trish. And Trish healed herself with some pretty intense illness. So maybe Jim needs to get some of those bowls as well. But tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, Paradigm Shifters, and you'll be able to get it on a podcast within the next day or so. All right, good night. Thank you so much for listening. And tune in to my website, veronicaentwistle.com. Hit the Ask Veronica button, and you might be able to book, you might want to book a session with me. You might be able to tell me what kind of a guest you'd like to hear on Paradigm Shifters or any other feedback. Thank you again for listening. Good night and much love to all of you.